Good morning. A large circulation in the mid-levels of the atmosphere over the Canadian Maritimes continues to pump in unseasonably cold air across interior New York and New England. Plenty of clouds as well as moisture associated with this system off of the Atlantic and the Great Lakes getting pushed into the region in the form of mainly cloud cover, although we still have a few flurries and snow showers around this morning, especially across the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and along the I-88 corridor. Some of these flurries and snow showers could drift east into the Hudson Valley and perhaps even into western parts of New England throughout the day. Otherwise, the big story will be the brisk and unseasonably cold air over top of us, with temperatures falling about 10 to 15 degrees short of our seasonal averages, which are in the low 60s for this time of year. This afternoon's highs will be in the middle and upper 40s on average. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. That trough of low pressure will slowly ease through the Maritimes for the weekend. That'll allow, at least temporarily, an area of high pressure to build in and keep it mainly dry for both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have an increase in our temperatures as well, but only modestly, with readings reaching the mid-50s by tomorrow afternoon under a mix of sun and clouds and still a bit brisk and chilly. On Sunday, mostly cloudy skies and a few rain showers could pivot around that low pressure center over the Maritimes, but this would be widely scattered activity late in the day. Before that happens, highs back into the middle and even some upper 50s. That disturbance will only pivot around back on top of us for early next week, keeping skies mostly cloudy on Monday with a good chance at a few showers and in the mid-50s and pushing back into the upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Finally, a ridge of high pressure will build in for the middle part of next week, and temperatures will warm into the 60s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of central and eastern Kansas, and also across parts of north central and northeast Texas into adjacent portions of southern Oklahoma and the Arklatex. While the evolving large-scale pattern could support even more substantive severe weather potential than currently indicated, a number of uncertainties do exist which preclude higher severe probabilities at this time. Still, Jetstream Energy will provide the focus for the primary severe weather potential late this afternoon and evening. With increasing moisture and instability likely, the environment will be conducive to supercell storms along a dry line and near a warm front. The strongest activity is expected to be capable of producing very large hail and tornadoes, a couple of which could be strong before weakening as it spreads eastward through Kansas this evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Honolulu, Hawaii at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Hood, Texas at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog. 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 34 degrees. The dew point 21. 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 14, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, windy, and cold with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 41, that's 10 degrees below average. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snowflakes, 2.1 inches of snow below average for the month, and with 75.9 inches for the season, that's 17.1 inches above average. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 411 for the month, and 6,626 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 40. The record high 81 set in 2001 and in 1885, and the record low 25 in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6 a.m., Sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, blustery, unseasonably cool today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, blustery and unseasonably cool with a passing rain shower today and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, blustery, and unseasonably cool with a scattered rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, blustery, and unseasonably cool with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and unseasonably cool with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still breezy but not quite as cold in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, just a few scattered showers Sunday, middle to upper 50s. A few showers Monday, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s Tuesday, and partly sunny for Wednesday and Thursday. A chance of rain on Thursday late in the day, but highs will be back into the mid-60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.